There will be. We've only got a few back at the minute, and sort of boxers are coming in sort of dribs and drabs as they finish courses and finish deployments and stuff like that over the summer. So, you know, we will be back up and running pretty soon, but we're not up to full strength yet.
Now, during the summer break, do the guys get a training plan? Do they have to stick to, or do they get a complete rest?
A bit of both, really. Those that needed, we gave everyone a target of coming back within their 5% of their weight. So some of them needed training plans to be able to achieve that. Some of them didn't. Some of them were just needed to get away and get some rest, you know. So a bit of both, really.
And obviously some boxers didn't really get much of a rest at all during the summer. You got some of the guys going off to Wales, like Ashley Williams, Carl Morrison, Eb Jones being called up by the GB squad now, which is great recognition for her in the first senior year, first year as an Army boxer. And then John Marvin, got to mention him, gold, representing Philippines at Southeast Asian Games. So a great summer for some of the guys.
Yeah. Great opportunities. I mean, you know, Ebony went to Germany and France for training camps with GB, and then did a competition in Italy. She lost in her first fight, but still having the opportunity to go and do that, and she'd done enough to be able to get selected to box or train, you know, on the GB podium squad, which is really good, and good recognition for her, you know, and for us. You know, Marvin, you know, long way back last year, we started a process of trying to get him to represent the Philippines, got his opportunity this year in the Southeast Asia Games, and basically went over there and took full advantage, added three fights and won all three, you know, comfortably. So, you know, really good opportunity taken. Now he's on the map, so, you know, good on him.
Absolutely. And Ash Williams, still with the Wales team at the moment, he's off to box international-wise very soon as well.
Yeah, I think he's off to Bosnia next week, so he's got another opportunity to go and just get some more international sort of experience underneath his belt. We're going to the Andover Box Cup next month, and Wales are sending a team over there as well, so he'll be there as well. And that's pretty much him done competition-wise then until the Commonwealth Games, you know, which he's been selected for now at 49 kilograms.
Which is brilliant for Ash when he was in the Commonwealth Games last time. Talking about the whole boxing team, yeah, as we mentioned, start of the new season, but the first show is coming around very quickly, and it's an international trip, isn't it? Off to Finland.
Yeah, we had to bring the guys, or six of the guys, back a little bit early just to make sure that they were fit enough. But we're boxing against a sort of a Tampere select, which is in Finland. All six of the boxers that we're boxing are all international boxers, but it's not an actual Finnish international team. But still, it's going to be a really good test out there. We're boxing three girls and three lads at 56, 60 and 69, and then the 56 with the males. The three girls, you know, all internationals. The lightweight girls, Olympic bronze medalist, just won the Europeans, the same competition that Ebony went to. Last girl to beat Katie Taylor as well before she turned professional. The standard of calibre of boxer we're boxing is still very high.
So it sounds a good quality competition. So who's the Army boxers representing the Army then?
The girls were taking Chris Artenstall out at 57, Alana Nihil at 60, and Stephanie Rowe at 69. The males, Kyle Morrison at 56, Junior Burton at 60 and Sean Eng at 69. We have a very spread international field as well, because we have, you know, two English, one Welsh and two Scottish, and a Northern Irish girl as well. So yeah, it's very an international sort of look to our team.
Yeah, good cross UK flavour for the team heading to Finland. So after Finland, what's next? Have you got any more plans to start off with?
Yeah, our next bit will be the Eindhoven Box Cup, which is 19th to 23rd of October. After that, we come back. We've got the Winchester show, the annual show, which we box against Southern Counties, which we do in front of the recruits, which is really good, you know. And then we've got a couple of club shows in between that, and then we've potentially got a return with Finland, which ITC Katrik are hosting at the end of November.